Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Marion County Engineer Tyler Christian about upcoming Marion County road projects. Lots of road projects, the first kind of segment of road projects wrapping up in Marion County. Tell us a little bit about those and how they went.
The projects went really well. The contractor got in and got the pavement down fairly quickly on the T25 and S45 projects. So those are both wrapping up. T25 is all but complete, and S45 has a few minor items to finish up. So residents can expect some lane closures and with a pilot car on S45 in the coming weeks, but we're getting really close to finishing that one up as well.
Those were bigger projects for around the area, I guess. Now we're starting to move into kind of that second tier or that second next phase of road projects. What can Marion County residents expect for the coming weeks?
In the coming weeks, it's going to be hard to kind of pinpoint an actual location because we have both our pavement marking and seal coat projects, and we call those countywide because they hit various road segments throughout the entire county. The seal coat projects will focus mainly in subdivisions such as Knoxville Estates, Dutchman's Landing, Tracy, Otley, and a lot of our other small communities. And the pavement markings will be all centerline or yellow paint throughout the entire county on all roads, paved road segments.
How has the weather recently affected road construction projects, and what does the schedule look like? Because for once in what feels like a really long time, we've actually kind of had a lot of rain headed our way.
Yeah, both those projects I just mentioned, seal coating and pavement markings, have both been delayed about 4 weeks. They were supposed to be underway at this time, but contractors are now telling us mid to late July for a start date.
And how long are these projects expected to last, and what should Marion County residents expect for around the area?
The pavement marking project will be a couple of days, and they'll get over the entire county fairly quickly. And that's kind of a moving lane closure type operation. The seal coating project will be about a week, weather permitting. And again, that will be, you know, localized lane closures with minimal traffic impacts.
What are some of the big projects Marion County residents can expect, maybe not even this summer, but in the future, for as in terms of big road projects that might have lane closures and detours?
Our next large projects will be Highway G46. That's the kind of cut across road between T15 and T17. And then we're going to do a segment of old Highway 92 that would be east of T15 towards new Highway 92 overpass. And those will actually be about a year and a half away at the earliest. We've done a lot of construction here in the county in the last few years. We need to kind of take a break here and let our account balances rebuild themselves before taking on those next projects.
With the moisture that's in the air and it's expected to heat up again, what type of damage does that do to Marion County roads?
There's definitely the potential for blow-ups in the pavement, typically the concrete segments, but some of the roads that have been overlaid with asphalt, you may see a blow-up or pavement heave as well. So, you know, if you see one of those, we encourage residents to call in or call the sheriff's office and let us know right away, and we'll get out there and address it. We are still dealing with many of the blow-ups we had a few weeks ago. Our guys are out there patching. We just haven't been able to get to them all yet. So we'll put temporary measures in place or signs in place until we can do a permanent repair.
And also some damage was caused by the recent rain as well. Tell us a little bit about what happens when some of those roads take an influx of too much moisture.
Yeah, we actually had a large diameter culvert washout in the northwest part of the county. So luckily a resident stopped and kind of blocked the road until we could get crews up there to officially close the road. But yeah, there's always that potential. The damage may not be directly visible. So if you see water over the road or an area that looks suspicious, you know, just take precaution and don't proceed over that particular area.
All right. And what should people do when they see a blow up? You talked about contacting, or what's the easiest way to get that fixed?
Call our office at 828-2225 or the sheriff's office at 828-2220.
Thanks to Tyler Christian for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.